Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer, just letting y'all know. The other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
All right, and once again, the family's back in the town. Let them know who you are.
Man, you threw me off with this Heifer mess, man. All right, man, this is Chance, man. Team Chance, Uncle Chance, and for all them ladies...
Take
Tab's it. Husband.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, now we all, man, I went on some, I was about to do somebody's podcast. We had to do the intro twice for technical difficulties, but the first intro was, you know his wife from, and
yeah.
Did the whole run out.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you going to say my name? But then he fixed it. I said, I had to do it again.
I'm in the grocery stores. I'm at the gas pumps. I'm at... Anywhere I go, I'm going to places that I'm, listen, that I frequent, that Tab ain't been in years. My gyms. Are you Tab's husband?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got a name. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But I don't mind, though.
Yeah, I don't care. I've been getting it for a minute. But, hey, thank y'all for tuning in once again. This is a podcast where we talk about manhood. We talk about all these articles that you read and everything that you, I didn't do this on the last one, but all these articles that you read and everything you hearing, you think you know this, or you looking for information on that, instead of going to somebody else or a book or a magazine, come to men if you that's the question that you got for. If it's a black man, if it's a father, if it's a brother, let us tell it. Don't
come to the water hole. No, yeah.
Come right here. Hear it from the horse's mouth, like we say.
Mm-hmm. Be prepared.
Hey, yeah, be prepared. If you want to ask,
yeah.
We going to tell.
Give it to you raw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Raw.
So we got all that out the way. I just realized because I was so excited. Last episode, I didn't even introduce the podcast of what it is. I just said,
Yeah.
I just now thought about that. But this week, we usually try to do a segment at the top, and something recently just happened. I don't know if y'all want to hit on it or not.
We should go ahead and introduce the title or the subject we're talking about, because this can play into thinking before you go do something.
No,
because every action has a reaction.
We said that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So you want me to introduce it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So today on today's episode, good job, Goose. You know, we keep going. So today's episode, we want to hit on basically how we reveal ourselves in front of the camera. How are we in front of the camera versus behind the camera? You know, how do we protect our image? What do we, you know, what do we put out? A lot of people say, with all three of us, they always want the unfiltered us.
Yeah.
But we know we can't not unleash the entire unfiltered us.
Mm-hmm.
That won't be good for anybody. So I know we already talked to it because we talked a good minute about it out there.
I mean,
I was trying to figure out like a dead set, like this is what the subject is. But basically, how are you revealing yourself?
I can tell you, I love this subject. Because it comes up often with me as it pertains to my wife and, you know, her success, our success. Being mindful, right? You got to be mindful. Like, you know, you'll have people who see you and they get to see a different version of you. Like, case in point, with me, I play a lot of ball. I play a lot of basketball. I'm active. And I'm out here and I've been hooping with guys for years. And they... I'm out there, and I'm in a different mind frame. I'm in my competitive mode. I'm talking a lot of trash. I'm out there getting it in. And then they'll see me in a different dynamic with my wife in front of the world. And they'll and it's hard for people to sometimes disconnect the two and understand, look, I'm in front of the world now. So I'm not conforming. They were like, man, be yourself, man. People need to see you. Man, you funny, man. You know all that. And I'm like, There's a lot of things that I have to consider, right? That this is her dream. This is her workspace. So I'm being mindful that this is what she wanted. You know, she's inviting me to her job. Like, hey, come on. So when I go to her job, you know what I mean? I'm not bringing the gym dude in here.
Right. And
here,
that's what I was about to say. The gym dude might see a different, they might not even know you like
that. Yeah, I'm not. So, and I'm when I say I'm in front of the world, even when I go to the gym with my son, as opposed to my son being at home, my son is 10. In the gym, he's learning the difference. Oh, this dad in competition mode. Dad in here talking trash. However, son, you know, when we go in this house, This dad, you feel me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it ain't conforming or code switching.
Right.
It ain't none of that. It's just me being mindful and being respectful that the stage is different. You know what I mean? The mm-hmm. environment is different, and it's going to affect people differently. I have a different responsibility. My mm-hmm. mom is watching. Right. You understand? My wife is, you know, I got people who have, you know, who have poured into me over the yeah. years that I still think about when I'm in front of the world. Mm-hmm. But I ain't trying to use big vocabulary. I ain't trying to change my dialect. Yeah, I sound like where I'm, you know. Yeah. So I have grace when people ask me to do it. And after I enlighten them, you know, I explain it, they kind of get it. But some people just don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. But
they here for the entertainment.
Yeah, they here for the entertainment. They don't, without getting into, I try to stay away from getting into the financial aspect of it because that can be insulting. When I'm like, man, hey, listen, man, I ain't making no money at the gym. Mm. Right?
Right, yeah.
but there is that aspect too. But it's constantly coming up, or it came up more so in the beginning stages of my family, in this new world, but mm-hmm. it ain't nothing no different than what I was already experiencing prior to being in front of the world.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? And it's just, I feel like us trying to give our, and I take this from a lady that I heard on a panel with Tab 2 weeks ago. She was talking about being her authentic self, and somebody asked her a question to say, you know, but what if my authentic self in that moment won't cuss somebody out? And she was like, "In being your authentic self, it does not excuse you from being the best version of yourself."
Ah, yeah.
And if you think about that, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, it does not, you know. Now, sometimes it's gonna come situations where we just gonna slip, and you ain't gonna be able to be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. But you can't use not code switching or conforming or, you know, all of those things to be an excuse to not be your best version. So,
yeah,
you know, that's my take on it.
All right. How about you, Goose? Like, how do you go about, because, you know, we all use filtered versions of ourselves, you know, so to speak, or, you know, how does that look, or what is that like on your end?
Well, with me, I'm, I have to cycle my thoughts a couple of times before I speak, because like we were saying, with that guy that jumped on stage with
Dave,
you know, he didn't think before he jumped on stage. Mm-hmm. He didn't think about the repercussions of what could happen. And mm-hmm. his hands were broken and his shoulder was dislocated.
Is that what it, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he was mashed up. So I've been mashed up and dealt with a couple of times, you know what I'm saying?
So, your honesty, man.
So I know what the repercussions is for slipping up and acting, you know, out of order.
He said acting out of order. You were talking about acting a damn fool.
Yeah, you already know.
Hold on. Being your authentic self, though, you're not acting out of order, but you're not like, Chance was saying, you're not being the best version of yourself. So you have to start thinking about other people and their situations and how this is going to come across before you speak or react to certain things. So for me, that's what I do. So instead of saying, you know, how Tank says heifer, I say young ladies, you know what I'm saying?
There we go.
So,
do you? Every time.
That's how, you know, you got to learn.
It's heifer with an A.
Heifer?
Heifer.
Oh, heifer.
Hey, listen.
I say young ladies.
F-F-A.
And I say I don't have nothing to do with none of this.
But you just said out there.
I didn't say that, mama.
Yeah.
I said it.
So understanding your words are heavier than what you think they are. And way more more people are listening to you than you think, you know, and it's affecting way more people than you think. So having two daughters has really changed the way I approach situations. Mm-hmm. Because with girls, I mean, emotionally, I mean, you can hurt their feelings, little baby girls, so fast. And now when my baby girl get on my nerves, I have to, okay, how can I approach it like this, Goose? Because you know, if you do what you want to do, she's going to cry. She's going to be afraid of you. She's not going to want to talk to you or tell you when things are wrong. So you have to approach it a totally different way. And you have to do that with society. You have to treat social media, other people, okay, I don't want to offend you, but I can still get my point across, but I can't just be blunt and be disrespectful and insensitive to another person's feelings.
Right.
So, yeah, that's before I speak, most of the time, that's what's going on in my head. I have to, okay, what's the a different word for this? What's a different phrase? What suit am I going to, what hat will I wear today when I'm in this meeting or when I'm on this podcast, you know?
Yeah, no, that was something earlier on because I was very reluctant about being in front of the camera, especially when Angel first started doing like the whole vlogging and social media.
Yep.
I didn't want to be in front of the camera at all. And she was, I was like, I'm a very private person. And she was telling me a lot of people aren't themselves in front of the camera. They create a character and that's who they are in front of the camera because, you know, that's what brings in. But me being me, that was too difficult.
Yep.
Because for me, it was too hard of work.
Exactly.
I was like, I said, so what I read back on is just me being me, but being a, you know, a media friendly version of me. So when I respond to things and when I react to things, people aren't surprised. Even the people that know me, even if I say something that's, you know, slightly offensive or whatever, they're like, they know I'm just being me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sometimes I hold back. Sometimes I don't. But even in those times where I may be being offensive to somebody, it's in a more political way.
Yep.
But this is just truly how I feel.
Yeah.
Or I don't speak on it. Like me and you were saying, I just don't speak on it. And because like we've said it in the past and we've on the other podcasts and stuff, it's like people's like, oh, you know what? Let just Marcus cut loose. And it's like Angel said it, Melissa, Fredges said it. Y'all don't want the unedited version of Marcus because you don't want to hear that. Even I say some stuff sometimes like, yeah, that was bad. And because it's like when we're just talking with us, we're free to say whatever we want to because we're friends. You know, before these cameras roll or before – there's some stuff we gonna edit out at the very beginning that y'all don't need to hear because that's just our honest opinion, but y'all don't need to hear it because that's a private environment, you know?
Everything ain't meant for the public.
And a lot of people aren't mature enough to hear it.
Right, right. No, that's a fact.
Now you done changed their narrative on a whole nother subject because they ain't mature enough to accept it for what it is. Yeah.
That's a certain level of – so to me, hearing you say that, that's a certain level of maturity just for you to consider that they're not mature enough to hear it.
Yeah.
And we have a responsibility. I feel like I have a responsibility, right?
Thank
even if
appreciate
it is.
You've been like, dogging me a little while.
No, like, we cut it out.
Appreciate
it. Been picking on
appreciate the love.
Man, I'm just telling you, you need to, your parents sound like hardworking people. That's it. You need to do right by them when you're in front of this camera. That's all I was saying.
I wish I heard the whole
Man, those people sound like they worked hard.
Man,
you shouldn't have brought it back up. I was gonna let it go. You out here acting a fool in your parents, man. Man,
okay. We sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Goose.
I'm saying, man, they out here working hard to put your tail through school and bring you up right, man. And you out here, that's what I'm saying. But anyway,
let y'all know that's gonna be the snippet that goes.
No, but for real, just to be able to, you know, I used to say, man, I don't really care. It ain't my job to be responsible for the irresponsible.
Yes.
But it is.
Exactly.
Depending on the stage.
Yep.
Right. If the stage is small and I'm gonna keep referencing the gym because that's where, you know, that's my comfort zone, where I'm at and where I let loose the most.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming there and hear me cussing and acting out and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the environment.
Right.
If there's other grown men in there and we have been playing ball for a while, and we know this is our therapy, you know. When I'm speaking to you, we kind of have an understanding of, man, this ain't personal. Now, some kids walk in there, or some elderly people walk in there, because this is a social spot, right? This is a place where we all pay for membership. This is a part of society. The music, I might, if we're playing certain kind of music, I don't just be like, man, forget them, man.
Yeah.
Why? I'm going to be mindful that this man brought his daughter in here, and I'm sitting here listening to my favorite artist, and every other word is, you give it to me.
The way?
My favorite artist?
Yeah.
I just want to, but listen, man, I'm a big Nip fan, man.
Hey, I'm a big Nip fan.
I roll, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just want to put him on blast right there. You know, my favorite artist. I got a couple of people, man.
I'm a big 50 fan. I like the music. I love certain people, but I'm mindful of that. You know what I mean? So, And when I had my daughters, right, that's when that thing hit. Now when I'm walking in the gym and baby girl with me and we want to go put up some shots and they over here playing everything, was talking about, you know, referring to woman.
Right.
And I'm like, man, let me get my little girl out of here. Why you start being considerate. You know what I mean? You start being mindful. You start thinking and then you like, man, one day when I get in the position, I gotta do better. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you got people watching. Yeah. My son, you know, you got people who watching you. So
I was in the gym one time. This is a year, long time ago. There was some young cats in there, and they were, you know, N-word this, cussing loud music.
Yep.
And it's almost family environment. You know, it's like we in the gym. And I just politely went over. I was like, hey, man, these young cats. And I just had to, like, let them know, like, you not just representing yourself right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was just a conversation. Yeah. And, you know, young, but luckily they were respectful. That's like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry about it. I was like, no, you ain't got to, you know, apologize. I was just letting y'all know. It was like everybody else here is this too. I said, so you got to respect other people's environments. And just like they're respecting y'all's and they're not saying nothing. I said, but me, with y'all looking like me and me looking like y'all, just – Do you mind doing me a favor?
Yeah,
like,
look
know,
out.
Tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And they received it well. Yeah, but everybody don't have that outlook.
Yeah.
But everybody don't have somebody like yourself to come tell them, y'all being disrespectful. You probably don't know.
Yeah, they didn't know. They were just doing them. Yeah, they
don't have that instruction.
And you know, hey, great thing is, too, he knew how to tell them.
That's another thing.
So for everybody who watching this.
Yeah.
Please listen to what he said and how he made his deliverance.
Right.
Yep. Be mindful that you're in a different generation.
Yeah, because I looked at it like that was me.
Yeah.
Now not to say they was doing anything wrong. My parents raised me a little different. I wouldn't have been that outlandish, but I probably did some stupid stuff. Or
you out here like him, acting a fool. Your parents are out here.
I ain't opening up no more.
Now I'm just saying I probably did some stuff that it was like me looking on it now. I was like, now you know you should have better behaved in that environment. I did stuff last week that I should have behaved better environment. But
I'm still praying. Hey, listen, the reason I'm giving you a hard time, man, for real. Listen, ain't no Uncle Chance and all this now, man. Listen, I was not a good representation of my mom and her hard work when I was.
Oh, I heard.
Bro, I was acting a fool. So now
I was at your party. They got up and said some words about you. I said,
hey, man, cut it out, man.
Who was this?
Stay focused. Listen.
I said, did y'all hear that? What y'all think he did?
God came through for your boy.
Yeah.
He came through and said, hey, man, hey, listen,
I
got you.
Sometimes it takes time. It's all good.
I hear all that, but still don't give him no excuse to be picking on me.
That boy's feelings is hurt.
I ain't picking on you. But look.
I had to, before I lose it, Chance was saying once he had his children, girls, something clicked. And that's the thing, too. In the moment, the person that's speaking might not, you have to realize that you might not know that you're offending somebody, right?
Yeah.
And you have to learn from that. So the next time you speak, now that I have children, now I'm going to approach the whole situation different. So you have to also learn from your mistakes, because he keeps saying the heifer word. He's going to eventually learn not to say it.
And you got four boys too, don't you?
Yep.
Hey, look.
You got four boys, right? You got all boys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a whole
if that little girl was in there,
I got a whole following of women.
If he had a little girl.
Listen, hey, heifers, roll up and let these fools know. Hit their social media and be like, I'm a proud heifer. I got a whole following that will support me on this of women. All
right, I hear you, man. I'm just saying.
He going to learn.
Tax riders, heifers, y'all mount up.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, look.
Go to Team Chance.
Look, when that little girl.
Go to Greg Gooseby.
When that little girl come to him and she, Daddy, you hurt my feelings. You call me a heifer. See, them little boys.
I don't call my kids heifers.
Yeah, I know.
It stops at my wife.
Because you don't. Hey, see this boy? Hey, that thing will break his heart, boy. Them little girls will pull your heart out your chest.
I already know. His little girl got, I'm wrapped around her finger like nothing.
Man.
But, no, so what I was going to, actually, I'm the same thing. I was going to compare basically what you're saying, because there's nothing you can, it's not a lot you can say that won't offend somebody in some way.
Yeah.
You can say, have a good day. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
People are lunatics like it sometimes. But now, so when you are in front of the camera or you're saying something, it's almost similar. We was at I think we was at one of McKinley's birthday parties or something. Anyway, kids was jumping on the jumpy house, right? And the boys is on there, boys and girls, they all on there wrestling. They all get to one side. So it's about to tip, right? So I'm actually on your porch, and I'm like, hey, y'all get off of that. You know, I'm just like being a daddy, just yell the way I do.
Being a concerned pops.
All the kids, they, you know, get their attention. Oh, okay. I'm like, hey, y'all don't do that. You know, get on one side. There were two other kids that wasn't even on the jumpy house. I'm talking past them. They break down and start crying.
Because they ain't never,
And it, not to say, you know, it's just like me directing my focus to them. It's just like they're not used to like someone raising their voice like that, but I'm doing it out of like safety, like y'all about to flip this thing over.
That's old school.
And then the mom was like, she's like they're not used to like hearing that much bass and that tone. She was like, I was like, oh babe, I'm sorry. Tears rolling down. But it's the same way of being in front of the camera and talking and reaching out to the public, like the word heifer. I've been approached with that. Is people in the comments is like, I'm disgusted at this. And then everybody else will jump in. It's like, leave him alone. We them, they, us, don't worry about him. They don't know me like that. Yeah. They just come out here, they see it, they hear it, and it's offensive. However, there's like a quote-unquote inside joke that I have with, you know, my following. Your following may find it very offensive. But it's like me saying it as a joke. It's just me being me and who I am. And that's something that's like, I'm going to be that. However, I know that's something that I can recover from if somebody is, because there's a majority of my people accept that.
Yeah.
So it's something I can recover from and I think about before I say it specific, or just in general. I ain't talking about that term specifically, but just putting out information and the way we talk and what we say, thinking about it before we say it, is like, I ain't going to go on tab time and, hey, these little heifer kids, you know, like, I ain't going to do that like that. But it's like just knowing your environment and knowing your audience and knowing who your audience could be that you're not aware of.
Those little kids in the middle between y'all was that audience kids. That you don't know.
Until they were affected by it. I didn't even see them. My focus was the kids further out into the yard.
And the security. So you didn't you didn't pull back.
Yeah.
The overall picture. You're looking at the overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to be able to, I mean, sometimes, look, people going to be offended.
Oh, yeah.
If
somebody ain't bothered.
Yeah, you can be mindful. You can be the most cautious person. And this is what I have learned in the last 2 years, dog. So out of fear, I wasn't participating in a lot of things with my wife, even though people ask and we travel and people won't bring Chance, right? We want to meet Chance. And in the beginning, I was just like, nah. Terrified. I mean, literally, literally the response was,
of what might happen.
Like, Tab, like, Chance, you got to say more than that's what I feel comfortable with.
She sound like her,
right?
Too.
So,
baby, you got to say more than that.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
But the reason I was so cautious was because it was unfamiliar territory and that I know people can be easily offended. And it was really wasn't something that I really wanted to do anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I was just, I mean, this was her stage. This was her thing. So I was kind of just sitting back. So even when I'm not, but then I learned, okay, I can go do it. Especially when, you know, when it's like, hey, listen, we're going to pay you. And she was like, well, you know I ain't gonna say much. Like, yeah. No, we're gonna, okay, I'm gonna sit here. Now, I just say, what I'm appreciative of is that, or when I can talk and speak when it pertains to me, right? Mm-hmm. Mario, you can't force me.
True.
Right? I can go on any stage and you can't force me, and we can't allow people to out of that responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, no, look, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's
right,
like.
Right, right.
You're going to speak on what you know. And
that's it.
When you feel like
what I feel like.
Don't
so,
be pressured to do
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you can't be pressured, but I'm always mindful of it, and I'm thankful for how I approached it. I approached it in a cautious way. Like, okay, let me feel this out because I know, you know, I know how easily people can be offended. And then some people just looking to be mad and create chaos, right? And I learned that through being quiet and watching and just being like, okay. And if I know that I'm not the norm in my response, right? I'll be like, so it'd be something that I know, like, I'm in that small percentile. I'm honest with myself, depending on the subject matter. Yeah. I'll be honest with myself, like, yeah, they don't like that dude right now, but I agree with him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't feel the need to share it with everybody.
Right, right.
You don't have to.
And I'm not going, and that don't mean that I don't feel no kind of way. I feel like now in this day and age, we got a population of people that have a desire to be heard, and I'm thankful. I'm just not one of them people. I'm like, nah, I agree with that cat, but I ain't gotta go blasting it get in front of my phone and be like, you know what? I don't believe in that. I'm like,
right.
It ain't gonna do you no good because some people want to argue for the sake of being
argument. Society wants you to choose what side of the fence you're on, you know, and they want to know exactly what you stand for.
Yeah.
No matter what the subject is, and then once they put you over there, that's where you at. Now you're a Trump supporter because blah, 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 blah. You know, even if you agree with something he said, but you don't agree with anything else, if you agree just with a little bit, now you're on his side.
And disagree.
And you got it.
So I just appreciate being quiet. Sometimes just sitting back and not being provoked. Like, you know, several times where they'll be like, we need y'all to talk about this on your platform.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you don't need me to. You won't.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah.
You come to my platform for basketball and motivation with kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I love kids and motivation. Mm-hmm. Right? You come to me and my wife's platform, listen clear now, the Tab and Chance Fridays. Mm-hmm. Right? You coming in there, we can talk about different subject matters as it relates to marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But even sometimes the things that you might say, but this does pertain to marriage. So?
Yeah.
You don't get to tell us what we're going to talk about. Yeah. You ain't going to tell me what I'm going to talk about.
That was
because
my favorite word.
You're not going to throw me a – I know what – so, look, you're going to throw me a lob. I've been basketball reference, y'all. Here we go again. You're going to throw me a lob, right?
It's your happy place. It's all good.
You're going up and feel good. Man, I'm about to go get this, right? You still got to come down, though, and you got to be concerned about where you're going to land. It could feel good getting it off your chest is what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
It could feel good talking about, boop, boop, da, boop. I agree with him and blah, blah, blah. And this is how I feel.
Yeah.
Felt good to get it off. Now you just open the door for the landing.
Right.
You got to come down.
And your knees, your knees ain't good.
Hey, and if you got somebody in your landing spot, that dunk was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if somebody in your landing spot, that could end a career.
Yeah, yeah.
So I look at it and I'm always like, no, I ain't going to catch every lob now.
Right.
That lob ain't good for the game. It's going to be good for the moment.
Right.
It's going to be good for the moment. I'm going to get that Vince Carter reaction. Mm-hmm. That boy got up there. That boy did that.
Yeah.
But what I'm concerned about is the Charles Barkley landing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm concerned about. I need to be able to come down.
Hey,
listen, I'm in my lane. This is basketball related, but I try to stay in that.
Good.
And when you allow people to force you to go into things, right, where they ain't being mindful for you.
Yep.
Right? It's like, no, they ain't being mindful that or to come over into your platform and decide how you gonna do it.
Yeah.
I just say, hey man, like one of my mentors, one of the people I follow, man, this is not a shameless plug, but I don't like taking people's words. Mm-hmm. If you say something and I use it next week, I'm gonna say, I got this from Tank.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm gonna get on there and tell it.
Hey, you ain't gonna have to, because I'm gonna tell it. But I heard E.T. say one time, he was like, man, listen, if you don't like what I'm saying, and I don't mean this in no disrespect, push unfollow.
And do it quietly.
Yeah, just do it. We make a decision to follow people. Yeah, make a decision. I make a decision to push that little blue button.
Yeah, and that's all you got to do.
I don't have to go on there and curse you out and do all that and be like, man, I'm unfollowing you.
Didn't nobody ask you to turn no trim on your way out? Just leave.
That's my, you know what I mean? So that's all I'm getting at, but I'm going to get off my soapbox.
You know, folk have to, they want you to know they don't like you, or they want you to know what you said offended me. Right. So they're just not about to let you get away with it.
But that letting somebody know that they're offended, that's fine.
Right.
And then the whole I'm unfollowing. You said I'll let to say you unfollowing me, then leave. Like,
so I don't really read a lot of my out. So because of what I'm saying though, like for real, if it ain't for a number of reasons, most people reaching out to me trying to get the tab anyway. I'm just being honest. 90% of them, these cats try to get to my wife. They try to get a book sold. They try to get a t-shirt. Boy, they try to get all that, right? The other 5%, you know, I'm just being, you know, the other 5%, if they ain't really talking about something as it pertains to my kids and my program or what I'm, you know, my goals or something like that, I can tell that in the first three words, and I just keep it moving. Yeah. And I don't too often do it because I know my personality, and I feel like you trying to provoke me to engage in conversation that I'm just like, this ain't what you're not going to force me to talk about nothing because I'm being mindful. Going back to what being mindful that, man, this is just a platform for me to do what I was curious about and wanted to do all my you know, for the majority of my life, but nah, you ain't never heard me talk about this. I don't do no politics. I don't do none of that. Right. I don't do no, you know, I don't do none of that. I just don't want to engage in none of that.
Yeah, on the subject of like what you and Tab do, like me and Angel say it every week, you know, when we're introducing the podcast, we talk about any and everything that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's very broad. It's like if we want to talk about it, even when I told you I was going through, because we're going to start responding and, you know, people offering suggestions. I'm like, that's fine. People can offer suggestions even on this one. Mm-hmm. However, we're only going to do what we're comfortable doing.
Right.
We're only going to talk about what we're comfortable. People want to see changes. We're going to change what we feel comfortable changing. Because it's us setting up here. You know, it's us having to be comfortable, and it's us. And it's like, once you start getting into trying to please too many people in a certain aspect, it's like that's when you get knocked off your Richter and you end up saying something, or you end up showing a personality trait that you possibly didn't want out there.
And then they mad at you.
And then they mad. It's when you asked for this.
They got you to jump on that side of the fence.
Like, or
the opposite
side. And usually what they're trying to do is make you more relatable to them.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. They want. And far as I'm concerned, they watching you because they feel relatable. Don't keep pushing. Don't keep asking me, get closer to me. Show me that you more like me. Mm-hmm. Show me that, because most of the positive things is, man, we so thankful we got somebody that can relate. This is what we do in our house. Mm-hmm. But then you want to say, now, we do this thing that we're not so proud about in our house, but I need to feel better about it. Mm-hmm. So y'all do it.
Yeah.
Show the world that it's so normalizing.
That's good.
So normalize it for me.
Yeah.
You read between the lines. Yeah. It's like, I need you to normalize this for me so I ain't got to deal with this inner spirit, this thing in me that I'm torn about. Show it to the world. Show the world that this is a cultural thing, not me. I done acted a fool at my son's basketball game. Normalize it for me. I'm not making this up. This is real stuff. Right. You know what I mean? So, and then you can read between the lies. And I'm like, it is something that happens often. However, because it happens often, don't mean we need to condone it, speak on it. And by speaking on it, sometimes I feel like you're forcing people to condone it. Because now you want to see a heavy load of people say, I did that too, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give you the stage on my platform to do it. I'm gonna say, scroll.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
I think that happened with the Will Smith situation. Him
I was gonna say, which one? Smacking
Chris Rock. People wanted to see where people stood and if you this, if you that, you know.
I'm so glad that I'm,
you know.
Yeah.
wanted you to see where you stand on. Would you stand up and smack this person to do this? And now they feel a certain way about you because you know, because you agree with them and not.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is like when we, you know, we were, you know, we're talking about how we protect ourselves or, you know, the image that we put out. And it's normally, you may not tell this by watching, but I'm naturally a very quiet person. I don't say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can go all day without speaking if I can. Like, I don't be talking a whole lot. But now stepping into this world is like, even with I'm doing other podcast stuff, I'm sometimes, not that I'm forced to speak, but I'm, you know, hey, do you mind speaking on this? And do I mind speaking on it? Yeah, but will I? Sure, I'll speak on it. Just to get the thing, just to get it out there. But I won't be forced to speak on anything. But as a lot of times, like the Will Smith thing, I didn't want to talk about that, but it was brought up. You know, I ended up bringing it up on here too, mm-hmm. because it was just like, you know, this is what's going on. So let's just, you know, hell with it. Let's just talk about it real quick.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like I'd be like you. It's just like I have an opinion. I don't mean nobody got to hear it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's part of that. That version of me that, okay, I do see this as almost like a job or work because I'm doing something that I normally wouldn't do. Not to say I don't enjoy it, but I am doing something that's like I have to put on a certain hat to come here and do this and speak on certain specific topics. Well, like, people going to want to hear about it. So y'all the option to talk about it or not, but one of those things of being in front. It's just like, all right, am I going to choose to do this or not?
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll talk about it. I'm just like picky, right?
Yeah, I know.
You get what I mean? Like, I ain't saying, you know, I don't speak on nothing, but I'm just real picky. Yeah. Like, when it came to Will and it came to Chris Rock in that situation, I just looked at that, and more so than I wanted to talk about it, my feelings was hurt us as black men. My feelings was hurt. And when my feelings is hurt, I got to deal with that emotion first. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I'm like, man, I ain't want to talk about that, man.
Right, right.
Right now, I don't do well with my feelings and talking in front of people. And like, so I'm just being mindful of who I am. I got my take on it, but because I love both of them,
mm-hmm.
and I mean that, I feel like both of those dudes are outstanding men mm-hmm. for black men
right.
in the culture. I ain't getting in front of the camera like everybody else and talking about them. You know what I mean? It's like, and that's just me. Anybody else, you might be talking about it and I might be listening. Like, Tank Brave, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that I'm saying you shouldn't. Yeah, I'm just saying
just
with
a
me,
it's
a choice that I make. Absolutely. And I'm like, man, I just don't want to speak on it. I don't feel like, you know, I'm the appropriate person mm-hmm. to speak on it.
Right,
if I don't
see
no
end
game, I'm like,
yeah,
man, this ain't going to do nothing but stir the pot, right?
With any of this, with anything brought up, whether it's controversial or you picking a side, there is no end game. It's literally for the sake of conversation and people's entertainment.
Entertainment.
And that's how, literally approaching social media and being in front of the camera, that's how I was looking at it. It's like, I don't want to get on here and be somebody's entertainment.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's just like, I see what Angel's doing. And it's like, there's a part of that that I love doing with her that's fun. And mm-hmm. it's just like, I can also make this entertaining for me.
Yeah.
So it's give and take. It's like, I'm going to entertain y'all, but by entertaining y'all, I'm going to be entertaining myself as well.
Yeah.
But I also have to protect myself and my personality and my family and my mind from things that I don't want out there. And to be honest, I got to protect the public from a lot of stuff that I think. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, man. I'm going to tell y'all what I was kind of off topic, but I just thought about my man. Lil Man is my guy.
Oh, Amar, he's a problem.
Man, he like a little old man. That's my dude, man. Hey, that's my guy right there. Hey, anything y'all post with him, I'm like, hey, I watch it 3-4 times. Yeah. I don't know why I get a kick out of this dude, man.
He's funny.
Man, he like an old man.
Yeah, he's 76.
In a baby's body.
The other day, last week, I dropped him off. He woke up. He was doing okay. By the time I got him ready for daycare and we left out, he had an attitude. And you know, I'm daddy, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You and your attitude, kiss my ass. I don't care.
Yeah.
So by the time I get him to the daycare, he's walked in, he's mean mugging.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Amar.
That's what
he
I'm
rolling his
about.
Eyes. He don't like. Care. I went on and left. Came, picked him up that afternoon. Actually, me and Angel were together. Still had an attitude. The teachers. He's been really mad today. He hasn't really seen.
He told you.
I'm
he
like,
didn't
as a
go,
child,
dog.
He's able to hold an attitude.
Yeah.
You know how long it takes to develop the grown up into having a mood all day, not crying, just mad at everybody, mad at the world. What are you mad at?
Because he been here before.
Man, I be cussing him out so hard in my head.
I be like, he been here before. Sorry, man. I got us off topic. But
knowing your son does that, kids that young are interpreting everything.
Oh yeah.
Based on what you saying, man, and how you treat him.
I ain't want no bad. I'm like, man, shut up.
Yeah. So you still got to watch yourself around children that small. You know what I'm saying? And protect yourself. Because you're influencing them.
Even in that aspect, the conversation that me and Angel will have about our kids.
You probably called him a heifer that morning or something.
Far worse that morning.
Oh, see, that's
but that's what I was attitude. About to say.
The Tank needs to watch his mouth. Be mindful of what he's saying in front of this shit.
Hey, I know he's trying to turn it around. No, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Let's get on Tank. Let's get on Tank.
Call him and apologize to your parents. Acting like it's a friend. Let's get on Tank. They over here embarrassed. Wait till I meet him. But even the conversation like that you have about your children. To you and between you and your wife, it's like me and Angel might be joking around, but we say something about one of our kids, if we put that in front, God, I can't believe they said this is how we talk. Okay,
get over it.
Like, but that's a discussion, that's an argument that we're not even trying to have with nobody else. That's just
they want to know until they know, right?
So, and the thing is
you gotta be mindful. And if we know that, and we just seen them jump on the Smith family, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, listen. If you didn't, it's been so much evidence that, listen, man, out there for you. Well, you should be able to know. I got to practice some restraint. I got to know what I'm signing up for when I speak on this.
Yeah.
I choose to look at the evidence. Right. I choose to look at it and be like, nah, I don't want no parts of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I choose to look at it and say, hey, they just got to be respectful enough to not try to push. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why I'm one cool of those, on that.
I'm the same. Oh, go ahead.
Nah, practicing restraint.
Yeah,
knowing when to say something, knowing when your opinion is going to add fuel to the fire. No matter how you respond, your response is going to add fuel to the fire. You know how to, I'm good. Y'all research it yourself, but, you know, God bless you.
God bless you. You do you.
Leave it alone.
You said it earlier with your wife. You said it earlier with your wife. You said how, you know, I got to be mindful.
Yeah.
Right.
I got to be mindful about how it's going to affect her.
Oh, absolutely.
And we got to choose. I choose to think about how it affects even people outside of my household. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, now people come and be like, hey, look, man. Okay, we'll cover your household, but we need you to talk. I'm like, no, I choose to extend that. Mm-hmm. I choose to extend that to my mom. To people outside of, you know, my extended family. Like, then I can say, hey, no, I choose to extend that to black folks.
Yeah.
It's certain, depending on the subject matter, it's like, no, I'm not doing that. That ain't good for the culture. That ain't good for us.
That's one thing that I look at is all who you connected to. It's like some things that's been said and happened in the past where I was ready to speak up, but I'm like, I'm not going to speak on it because I'm not representing just me. I'm Angel's husband.
There you go.
I'm Kevin Melissa's friend.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, I seen him and Chance in a picture. You know, that dude that took at that Chance's birthday, went to his birthday party. You know, it ain't Marcus.
Yeah.
It's the dude that he's attached to. So
look at him. They in a picture together.
Yeah. So it's like it's like, you know, certain situations that's happened. It's like I wanted to either respond to something or say something or react a certain way. It's just like. Not that goes through my mind every time, but because it don't. But at the same time, is when I sit down and think about certain situations, like, I'm not going to get involved in that. Why would I?
Yeah.
Help.
That's true. What's the point?
My.
You know, Goose's friend was on there. He, you know, he slapped, you know, he did this to somebody. So it's like, and you sitting there looking like, hold on.
Golly.
Man, you got violent friends too?
Slap. No. That was just a story, man.
I'm telling you.
That was just a story.
I don't know. He's an A-town.
That's why I moved from Decatur, Georgia, man. Them rascals out there.
Right? But now, fam. So
giving this man more fuel, man.
I don't know what happened between y'all.
I don't know.
Man. I'm just looking out for his parents, man. He should have never told me that about his parents, man. Come on, dog.
Oh my God. That was a funny. I wish y'all saw what happened out there. I wish I could recreate that.
Dang, I was about to say. Oh, back to the your family and speaking on things that just don't affect you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's going to affect your entire circle.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned too in certain situations when I'm out with the family. I have to hold myself back. And be like, right. Oh, my baby's with me. Oh, my wife's with me.
Right, right.
Well, how is this going to affect them? You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. like you said, if you're in a certain environment and you have your children with you, mm-hmm. somebody disrespecting you will be probably looked over.
Right.
All right, man, whatever.
Yeah,
because
right.
if I go off and try to handle you, something could possibly happen to my children. But yeah. if I'm by myself, I might approach the situation yeah. totally different. So,
or your children seeing you in a certain light.
Yeah.
I had a situation like that where they saw me after food.
Yep.
But what the dude did could have put my kids in danger. And that I just saw red and I reacted.
Yep.
No, I didn't think before. I let my emotions get the best of me. I did.
Yep.
But luckily, there was a situation where it was able to stop. I was able to stop, breathe, saw a way around the situation. So I was like, but by that time, they had already seen the anger. But I explained to them, like, this is why I was acting the way I was, because y'all in here with me.
Yeah.
And that situation happened. Had it been slightly different, one of y'all could have been injured.
There you go.
I said, so that's what y'all saw. And I explained that to them. They might not even remember. I'm sure the oldest one would, but the other three, they ain't know what was going on.
Yeah. That type of restraint or situation feeds into the children, because my wife always tells my daughter, hold on, just breathe, right? Mm-hmm. Uber Eats delivered the wrong food to me. And I was like, man, literally, my child came up to me, my 5-year-old, daddy, just breathe. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? And so everybody's observing you, learning from you. So when you can filter through these reactions and know when to have that hat on to handle certain situations. Yeah.
No, because it is wearing different hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It literally is.
I think we lose sight, though. The people who watching us, too, man, like the people who, you got to remember that everybody's stage is different.
Right.
True.
You get what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and I think that I'm not going to sit here and act like everybody who viewing or everybody, you know. We all humans and everything, but just consider what you're asking of a person.
Right.
Consider that their life is not yours. That's mm-hmm. it. Consider the magnitude.
Yeah.
Right? I might have a smaller stage, but think, man, I feel like LeBron should be talking about this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's affecting me, right? In my little stage. This dude got a stage that extends literally around the world.
Yeah.
So by him reacting how I would react on my little stage, man, it could affect the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that I think we lose sight about that sometimes, but I always like to give kudos to the people who have, that's why I didn't want to say nothing about, this mm-hmm. is the main reason why I don't say nothing about Will and them. They've mm-hmm. did an outstanding job with think about the stage they have.
Yeah.
And all of the years in which, you know, they've been able to practice their restraint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Yep.
And they've been able to not be pushed, or they have been pushed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, my heart was hurt that, man, you know, it's a breaking
the
point.
Whole thing,
you know what I mean?
Down.
Or
yeah.
you're being seen in this light,
yeah.
both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm cool, man. I ain't going to say nothing about that. I don't need to say nothing, because we still –
mm-hmm.
on a smaller stage, very much smaller stage, and with training wheels,
mm-hmm.
if you ask them. Yeah. Now, some of the people who may be viewing you may be looking at you like you on this grand stage.
Right.
So all of our stages are different,
right.
right? I'm not trying to, you know, put anybody down, but I'm just saying everybody's stage different.
Yeah.
So you have to be mindful who's viewing. You got to be mindful
right.
who's pulling the curtain. You got to be mindful of everybody who's involved, man. And you got to have a strength. Like he said, you got to look past it. To me, you just got to look past, well, the obvious, the bread.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look past the obvious entertainment factor. You got to look, I choose to anyway. Some people,
mm-hmm.
their value system is different. There's an amount of money to where they can put,
they
can say, I don't care if my mama see me like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's amount of
acceptance, like what you spoke on earlier in terms of needing people's reassurance, right? Some people didn't make it through to where you at, and they need that reassurance. So they like, man, ain't no money on here, but man, I'm gonna get 35 likes. And one of them gonna be that dude that, man, I wanted to be his friend in high school. You get what I mean? I know, I always think about that. My value system gonna always fall on my family, my culture, my kids, you know what I mean? Over anything else. Like, I'm just like, man, I don't need you to tell me, I don't need to be popular. I don't need you to like me. Like, all right, man, it's cool. And I don't need to feel like I'm right, because I know most of the time I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I found out a couple of years later from one of my wife or my kids, like, Daddy, he was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm glad I kept my mouth shut on that. Prove it. I'm like, hey, prove I was wrong, because I ain't never say nothing about it anyway.
That's interesting when you have to filter what you have to say, but then you have characters like Boosie, and then even Charlamagne, when he first started his career, they say the outlandish type of comments, but the interesting thing about them, they stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they put everything on the line now.
Right.
The way they talk about their family, around their family, like, I'm quite sure they endured a lot of hate for the things they said. So if you step into that realm, you got to be prepared for what comes with it. Because, man, you know, Charlamagne was putting his wife out there and, like, I cheated, this, all this, that, and other. But he flipped it to a good, in a, well, I don't even know if it was a good way, but he stayed in that and made it, and he didn't veer from it. So you can't cross the fence and be like, oh, I didn't mean that, and then jump back over here, oh, I didn't, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crossing back and forth, you got to stay with what you
but with that, it's
what
like,
you believe in.
I'm sorry. With that, it's like you got to be aware of the company you keep and the audience that you're entertaining too.
Because
a lot of people love that toxicity.
Everybody wants some little drama.
In my opinion, I think it's easy to come out, because you're gonna attract those people.
Mm-hmm.
People will, even if they don't like what you're saying, they'll watch you just to hate you.
Yeah,
and the other people that will watch you because it's toxic, and it's most likely they're toxic people. Not to say that Charlamagne's toxic, but a lot of people do get big just putting out negativity. Yeah. It's like me, I've always showed I'm not doing that. If something I say is negative or bad, that's just my personality. That don't mean that's my brand. I refuse to let my brand be that. You know what I'm saying? That type of negativity, but that's just me.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I want to say this before we. By me saying I refrain from something don't mean I don't like it.
Right, no.
You get what I mean? Like, by me, but it's just because a lot of them people, y'all mentioning, I like them. I feel them.
Yeah.
I feel, but I don't go trying to put it on nobody else. I like them. I watch them. And don't mean I agree with everything they say.
Yeah, right.
So, because that's the difference.
Yeah, that's like a comedian.
It's a lot of people that I go to them for the entertainment value.
Right,
They not gods to me, and I'm going to go do it because they told me to do it. Sometimes I watch them, and I just get a little laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm talking about is being mindful. If I'm watching them and I'm laughing, my son ain't there because he's not mature enough to know why daddy is watching this. You get what I mean? It's not appropriate for him.
Mm-hmm.
If my mom, you feel me? It's certain things that I'm going to watch in the company of people, and I'm going to, because they may look at it as support of that person or in agreement with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get what I'm saying? So I'm just being mindful, but a lot of, it relates as in the same way to me as speaking on things. Like, I got to be mindful that if I speak on something, or if I put a little like, or if I, you know what I mean? It's like people. They gonna reach, what I mean,
they be reaching.
Maybe
so
I
far
gave them
sometime.
A window to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going back to what I said earlier. I feel that we have a responsibility for being responsible for the irresponsible.
Yeah. When you driving on the street, you're not just driving for you. Got to see everything.
You gotta drive for everybody around.
You got to drive for everybody around you.
That's great. I'm telling you.
I got another one.
Man.
Got another compliment.
All right, man, you doing all right.
Woo!
All right, fam. Hey, hope y'all enjoyed this. Let us know what hats do you change? What ways do you go about doing? I know everybody got a code switch and everything at work. Sometimes everybody has to play that certain role depending on where they at. You know, everybody don't know the same person that you are. You know, different people see you in different ways. So let us know how you switch it up.
Please.
Go ahead, man.
Code switching. You don't have to code switch. Mm-hmm. You just got to be able to know that you are enough, and you being your best. So there's a difference between code switching and being your true authentic self and the best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't go in there trying to talk like them people.
Oh, no.
Don't go in there trying to walk like them people. And when I say them people, that ain't targeting. I'm talking about the majority who are doing that. You are enough. Go in there, be yourself, but be the best version of yourself and be mindful of the people who poured into you for you to get there. We all got a responsibility to be the best versions of ourselves. And something that I wish that I would have been comfortable enough to do earlier in my life, and I wish, and this is why it's so important to me, that somebody would have explained to me the difference. You know, I watched my mom code switch and answer the phone, you know, when the bill collector called. You know, walking into certain situations and you hear the voice change at the car dealership and putting on clothes to go and just I got to put on a suit. I'll let them come buy a car. I'm going to give you my money, right? Yeah. So when you mentioned the code switch, and it's such a very sensitive subject, you know, for me and my family, because we've been affected by it. My kids have been affected by it.
Yeah. I think it's a spectrum of what it meant when you had to do it. Or when you did it. Or
just
the example you saw it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it's clear that you be what we're talking about is being your best version of yourself.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, and don't let anybody confuse you, that means, you know, even changing your vocabulary or your dialect, getting rid of that country, that southern sound, you know what I mean? Or, you know, being shame about, you know, what you eat in your household. So it extends a long way. It's very sensitive to me, man, and I just want, you know, what we're talking about is just being mindful of how you respond, not conforming. Not conforming, that's what, you know what I mean? Not like, hey, this is what everybody else is doing, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna do it too. I hate conforming and code switching. I hate the idea of suggesting that anybody suppress who they really are.
No.
Just be your best version of who you are.
No, definitely.
Let me give an example of, it's not code switching. So when I went on interviews to become a HVAC technician, right? I didn't go up and say, yeah, man, I know how to hook up a HVAC system. Outside of your house, you know that box that sits outside your house? I know how to hook that up. Nah, I researched and started talking the language. So instead of saying that box outside of your house, yeah, I know how to hook up the condenser unit. Yeah, and it uses this certain PSI, this, you know what I'm saying, RTU, rooftop unit. You know, you start speaking that language. That's not code switching. That's you being the best version of yourself. Because now you're like, okay, let me see. I need to talk to you so we can have an intelligent conversation. So when I went into those interviews, and I sound country, blase, blase, but hey man, that boy, he know about the rooftop, he know the PSI, he stated this, he stated that, he good to go. Instead of going in there, I got all the experience, I did this, I did that, without speaking the language,
right?
You know,
it's not, trying to sound like you. What I'm talking about is actually sound like we.
Yes, I've
answering
done
that phone.
Hello, and you like, who this white lady on the phone?
That's what I was trying
Mama,
to say.
Mama, I know you had white lady that lived in you.
I think it's a spectrum to the coast, because what I consider code switching was vocabulary changing. Changing what you call certain things, or even the way you present yourself is like me. I didn't know
We walking in talking about how.
Hey, what's happening? But if I went answer with work, I was like, this is Marcus. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Okay, yeah, I'll get those reports over to you. Make sure you get that. Versus, hey, man, I don't get that. Like, that was my version of coach. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, be your best version of yourself, because it's something that I feel like it goes with what we was talking about and how we can get lost. You know what I mean? When you don't have true identity. You know what I mean? And
that's true.
You can be easily swayed. Yeah.
Y'all gonna let me close this out, man?
Yeah, but you just, when you was talking about that cold switching thing, I told you it's sensitive, man. Thing,
oh, my bad.
That thing hit me, dog. I'm like, wait a minute, man.
Don't transform into Optimus Prime.
Yeah, you know.
Clark Kent. Be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, to be the best version.
But what was I saying? How can I word this differently so he ain't offended?
be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, be the best version of yourself. And what are times and what's changed in your life to where you had to maybe adjust that, or what parts of you do you hold back from certain people seeing? Like, we all in the professional world have held things back. Like, they didn't see me walking up in there the way they see me walk up in Greg's house or Chance's house.
Yeah. Right.
They wouldn't see that, because that's the true me. They didn't know the true me. They knew the professional me. Is that all right?
No. Yeah, I guess, man. It worked.
I mean, does Jim Chance walk up into?
Nah, I mean, you know.
I think that's the example I would use. Yeah. It's like, the different hats that you use.
Yeah.
I think the overall best phrase is be the best version of yourself.
All right.
And that covers everything it covers everything.
Yeah.
So if you're not being, and if you ain't being the best version of yourself now, you know that.
You know.
I can't tell you. I know. So just be the best version.
I know them people that just did what they had to do until they could do what they wanted to. Once they get that corner office, hey, y'all, what's happening? Y'all come on over here and have this.
Exactly.
It's like,
where
she get all this slang from? Hey, she in that position now. But anyway.
She was the best version.
So thank y'all for joining us to let us tell it. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Did y'all hope? I know y'all enjoyed I don't know if he's a guest or another host at this point.
Dynamic trio.
Gonna give him a shout out.
I'm thankful for y'all having me, man. Appreciate the opportunity. And I hope I got him straight. His parents, I'm trying to make them proud. Hey, y'all go get your Chance One Choice hoodie. Y'all know where it is. It's in my Team Chance Basketball Instagram. Go to the bio. Go get you about 5 of them, okay? Go to my kids. Go help my kids out.
Assorted colors.
We love the kids. Yeah, we got but, yeah, thank you guys, man, for having me on, man.
Yeah,
let me talk a little bit.
Yeah,
appreciate your time.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can find your boy Goozby at IGGOOLZBY on IG. And then YouTube, you can catch me on Building with Goose. And then go to underreptmerch.com to get you an underrept crew neck.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me, Marcus N on the gram on Instagram, Marcus N on the book on Facebook. You can catch me selling man shit at manshyt.com. That's my 100% all natural beauty and body butter. I make it. Also, by the time you see this, hopefully we'll be closer. We're getting all the approvals right now. This quote-unquote podcast will be available where you can find pretty much all podcasts, but we got to let Apple and all them people approve what we're saying and make sure Greg ain't saying nothing too crazy. we literally just waiting on the approval right now, so y'all will be able to find us on across all podcast platforms. But till then, I'll keep y'all posted on that. Y'all have a good one, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Next time.